Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, I'm going to do my best to try to be a good boy here this morning. I'm telling you, I got so much stuff going on. I don't mean I have so much. Yeah, I do. I do mean I have so much stuff going on, but boy, oh boy. What a time to be alive. Randy, good to see you back in there, man, with your hat on, sitting up straight in there. Good to see all of you continue to join us here almost every morning. So most of you make it almost every morning, and got a lot of great stuff going on. I want to dive right into it. I'm just full of encouragement this morning, full of energy, full of, optimism, full of optimism. I'm going to tell you something. We are so going to win. We are so going to win. Now, listen, I'm just telling you, it makes so many Christians upset because they're so praying for doom and gloom. They're so praying for the second return of Jesus and the Eastern sky splitting and us being raptured out here. I'm just here to tell you, I'm going to be here for the victory dance. You going to be with me, Randy? Anybody out there going to be with me for the victory dance? We're going to have a victory dance, friends. Despite what the media is trying to tell you, and despite the cold, dead, liturgical, faithless church, there is something going on beyond what we even understand. I've said this last week. I'm going to say it to you again. Please hear me. We are about 60 years behind in building an army. 60 years. They told us probably 60 years ago. When would that be? 1980? Would that be 60? No, that wouldn't be 60. Yeah, no. Yeah. No. No. 1960 would be 60 years ago, wouldn't it? They told us that religion and politics didn't mix. You guys remember that? Religion and politics don't mix. Stay out of it. We watched it. By the way, does anybody know where is the competitive fighting spirit in today's American college student? You remember the Vietnam protests? Where are the protests on college campuses today about the vaccination, about their schools shut? Now, where are those 20-somethings? Where are they? But anyway, see, they've had about 60 years to, while we were off being so heavenly conscious and no earthly good, the God haters, the communists, the socialists, the whatever you want to call them, they have been entrenching themselves in every aspect of the American way of life while we played church. Said, it's just, you know, politics, religion, they don't mix, stay out of it. And as a result, they own it all. No, they don't. They're in control of it all. They don't own it all. And the great news that's happening right now, I was on a Zoom call last night. I'm going to talk to you about that here in a second. Folks, I wish you could feel what I feel. We're on the verge of the greatest breakthrough outbreak of Christianity that we have seen in our lifetime. We're right on the verge of it. It's happening all around us, and we don't see it. You know why we don't see it? Because the media certainly isn't showing it, especially even what we would what we would consider our media. Fox News, folks, stop watching Fox News. Stop watching it. Somebody help me out here. Has Tucker Carlson had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on yet? He hasn't? Huh. Wonder why that would be. Has Tucker Carlson had that Dr. Majay on yet? No, I don't think so. No. Has Tucker Carlson had Attorney Tom Morenz on yet? No, I don't think he has. So see, once we come to the realization It's like NFL teams have owners. Bob Irsay, I don't know if you know that name or not. Bob Irsay is the owner of the New England Patriots. All right? And Bob Irsay owns the Patriots, and he's a lefty. Let that sink in. He owns the Patriots, and he's left wing. And do you understand that many of these guys who own these major corporations and football teams and sports teams, they all lean left? Because if they lean left, they don't get government interference. If they toe the government line, they don't make legislation against them. They continue to make their donations to everybody. And these guys get richer and richer and richer. Now, if I was an NFL owner, and this is where Ohio Brett comes into this thing a little bit. If I was an NFL owner right now, anybody out there, I want you to think about this. If you owned an NFL team or an NBA team, and wouldn't you be doing some research into these vaccinations and what it might be doing to your players? Do you suppose that Robert Irsay, I think that's his name, who owns the Indianapolis Colts, he claims to be worried about his players, but he's having his players get vaccinated. What? Can you imagine what would happen if in the NFL these 22-year-old, 23, 24-year-old studly athletic guys found out that the vaccine that they're being forced to take might cause them to be infertile, might cause them heart issues, might shorten not only their career but their lives? Do the owners not know that? Does Robert Irsay not know that? And they're forcing these players to take vaccinations? And the players aren't standing up and they're not pushing back against it? Well, why is the NFL forcing players to take vaccines? Oh, I know why. Because it's this athletic government complex. Somebody say amen, because I just invented a new term. The government athletic complex, right?
Amen.
The government says, we'll leave you alone if you support what we're doing. So the government says we need black. This is coming to me from the Holy Spirit. This wasn't part of it today. The government says, listen, we're going to support Black Lives Matter. NFL, will you support it? They said, oh, sure, we'll put it in the end zone. NBA, will you support it? Oh, we'll put it in midcourt. Oh, yeah, we'll put it. Oh, so if the sports world doesn't push back against the government, then we have the government athletic complex, right? And all these football players, they don't know. These guys are in at Ohio State University, University of Alabama, Southern California, name Clemson, name your football school. Yeah, they're being told to take the vaccine. Their coach is telling them to take a vaccine. Is their coach telling them, hey, listen, boys, just want you to know you may never have kids as a result of this. You may never have children. Oh, and by the way, you might get some blood clots. It might affect your body. It might keep you from moving to the next level in the professional. Are they telling that? No, because there's an athletic government complex. Is anybody picking up what I'm laying down here today? Because you're not hearing this anywhere, friends. You're not hearing it anywhere. So that's part of the mess that we're trying to stir up and help people understand that for whatever reason, oh, I know the reason, the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not all, love of money isn't evil. It's the root of it. It all starts with the love of money. Now, what will happen to the Indianapolis Colts if just five of their football players, as they got some good information from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny picking any one of them, what if they began to get some good information about what this jab might potentially do to them? And what if 10 of their best football players said, hey, we ain't playing. If we have to take that shot, we ain't playing. What would happen to NFL, right? What would happen? That's starting to happen. Now, you right-wing watch, you write it down here. I'm putting it down here. This whole scenario is about to change because some well-known professional athletes about to drop over. You mark my word. Now, when he drops over, some of them are already doing it, by the way. When he drops over, they're not going to blame it on COVID, are they? They're going to blame it on something else. But the word's going to slowly come out as we continue to educate these people exactly what's going on. How can Ryan Day, the football coach at Ohio State University, How can he give medical advice without a license to his football players? How can he tell his football players that they have to take a vaccination? And is he liable? If something happens to one of his football players, is Ryan Day liable for giving them medical advice? Worse than that, forcing them to take a vaccination if they want to play? Do they want to play? Oh, yeah, they want to play. Why do they want to play? Because they want to be in the NFL someday. What if some of these agents, who are the managers of these multi-million dollar athletes, what if all of a sudden these managers begin to find out the possibility that their star quarterback, Joe Montana, doesn't play anymore, Baker Mayfield? What if his agent finds out that if Baker Mayfield takes this, he plays quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, if Baker Mayfield takes that shot, he might not be an effective football player a year from now? Would those agents want to know that? Randy, thumbs up, thumbs down. You think those agents might want to know that? Well, nobody's telling them that, is there? Why? Because there's an athletic government complex going on. We're going to shatter that thing, friends. We're going to shatter that. I'm going to tell you something. We are so going to win. Do you know why we're so going to win? Because their entire argument's based on lies. We know this, right? The truth, eventually the truth comes out. Truth is going to win. We have the truth on our side. They have the media. They have everything on our side except we got the truth. And because we have the truth, we are going to win. Anybody feeling this but me? See, I'm not down and out. I'm not at all down.
All over it.
Oh, man, we're all over it. Hey, Brett, am I on top of it, Brett?
Coach, you nailed it. Huh? The athletic government complex. You nailed it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because why? Did you guys know this? Did you guys know that the NFL is a 501c3? Did you guys know the NFL doesn't pay taxes? Did you know that? Those NFL teams do not pay taxes. Raise your hand. Say, I never knew that, Coach. I never knew that. So let me ask you something. Is the NFL, the owners of the NFL who have 501c3 organizations called the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals and the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas, are those coaches, those owners, are they going to push back against the government and maybe lose their 501c3? See, it works both ways, doesn't it? Oh, my God, am I all over it today? We're so going to win. We are so going to win. Oh my goodness. All right, let me back up a minute. Oh, I got so much for you today. Pull up the calendar real quick there, man. Hey, Myra, do you want to say something real quick? You got your hand up there.
Yes, good morning, Saints. I just want to thank again Dale for the June 7th event in New Orleans. He did such a beautiful job. I spoke with Mr. Parker yesterday, and him and Kathleen are doing such a beautiful job. I just give glory and praise to the Lord Jesus. I give praise and glory to Lord Jesus for Randy doing better. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Myra. Thanks for your encouragement. Michigan, Salt and Light. What? Michigan? Michigan? August 14th. That'd be like this weekend. Louis Family Restaurant, North Main Street. Capic? Never even heard of it. Never even going to hear it. But there's going to be a Michigan Salt and Light huddle. Right there it is. Contact information's there. When? Saturday, 8 a.m. Louis Family Restaurant. Somebody in Michigan's trying to get a Salt and Light Brigade group going together. Dave Allison is. So you want to get involved? There's the contact. Go over and just sit down and have some lunch with him. Get to know Dave. Let's get something going on in Michigan. And then here at the same time, Betty. Betty, St. Clairsville, Ohio. Eastern Ohio Salt and Light Brigade team huddle. Betty Perkins has got one up and running for us. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday only. St. Clairsville, Ohio. Click on that link. Can't wait to see all you folks there. Yes, we'll be there, Betty. Betty made it home all the way from South Dakota or North Dakota, one of those Dakotas. She drove all that way by herself, made it home. It's now all rested up after the weekend and ready to fight, ready to roll. God bless you, Betty. We'll see you down. Potluck format brings a dish. Oh, it's going to be great. Going to be great. Okay, cool. That's all there. Then look at this. Look. Oh, I got, Lord, give me more time. the Kindred of the Kingdom Conference. 2 weeks. We're going to be down there in Tennessee with Clay, who is earning varsity letters every day. Kindred of the Kingdom, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, August 20th through the 23rd. I think that's a sellout. Oh, my goodness, so much good stuff going on. And then look at this. I got to make you aware of this. Bard's Fest. I'm going to spend some time on this morning. Some of you don't even know what Bard's Fest is. I don't know if you can go. I don't know if you guys can make it. It's a three-day event in St. Charles, Missouri. And, folks, all the heavy hitters are going to be there. And as I said the other day, not bragging, they invited me to speak. Now I have a speaking slot on, I think it's on Thursday. It's a huge anyway, I got some stuff I want to show you on Bard's Fest. For those of you who can make it to Bard's Fest, Scott Kesterson, trying to get him on the show. He's a busy guy here as well. Be encouraged because we are beginning to win. Listen to me. We're beginning to win. I'm going to say it again real slow. We're starting to win. We're starting to win. We're seeing pushbacks everywhere. Okay. I know you guys want to get in here. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, well, yeah, Coach. Mike Adams mentioned, I think he's going to live stream that on the new format, the TV format he's got.
Yes. Listen, this is going to be huge. And I've just gotten to know Scott Kesterson in the last week. Connected, by the way, from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And I'm telling you, folks, this is. Hey, Spence, go back to stuff. Remember, I don't have two computers. My other one's in the shop trying to get that thing. Let me make sure I'm on the right thing. I got a couple things I want to show you here. Chad and Bobby are on the way back. They had a wonderful time out in Montana. I won't let Chad talk about it now, but maybe tomorrow when they get back. They're heading back, probably even right now. And God bless Chad and Bobby going out there in Montana, put on a tactical training event for about 35 people, and it was just wonderfully successful. We're expanding west. A lot of good things going on. Okay, I got to show you something. Go to Spencer. Click on C-SPAN, 22-minute mark. Folks, listen, I hate to – I don't want to be braggadocious, so I don't want this to come across as braggadocious. But we're winning. Randy, are you ready for this one? Are you guys ready for this one? This was live on C-SPAN. C-SPAN. Now, I want you to think of all the people that you know in the world and all the goings on and the left, they're so crooked. So this is this lady who is the leader of Right Wing Watch. She is the chief of Right Wing Watch. And they're doing an interview with her. Thanks, Jack, I think it was Jack that sent me this. Folks, we're winning. We're winning. Watch this. Go ahead.
The reason that movement swelled was because there continued to be this police abuse of black people.
About 15 minutes left with Addie Stan, director of Right Wing Watch. Phone lines again if you want to join the conversation. It's 202-748-8001 for Republicans, 202-748-8000 for Democrats. Independents, 202-748-8002. Want to give viewers another example of some of the work that you do. This video posted by Right Wing Watch over the weekend of a video made by Dave Daubenmeyer. Who is Dave Daubenmeyer?
Dave Daubenmeyer.
She's not thinking. It's frozen. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Devil, you're a liar. The heck happened to us? It's got to refresh it. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, listen. This lying hag. I get so sick of these lying hags. But at the same time, they're on C-SPAN. Hey, Randy, they're talking about us. Here we go.
Himself to be the essence of Christianity. I know a number of Christians who would disagree with that. And, you know, you look at a guy like that and you say, why do we pay attention to this? Well, he does get a fair number of viewers. And he's also an example of people all over the country who are doing this kind of thing. So he's somebody we've followed for a long time.
All right, I'm not going to fight with him. It ain't going to play. Just trust me. The head of Right Wing Watch knows our name, Randy. She knows our name, all right? When she could have talked, when she went on right on this, folks, you think this wasn't staged? You think before she went on there, she said to the guy, I know this how this works, okay? Do you think she said to the guy at C-SPAN, hey, show this video. Show this video of this guy, and then we'll talk about that. Or he said to her, hey, do you have any examples of anything? She said, oh, yeah, we got to get, they play a clip of one of our shows, folks. Now, I'm not bragging. We're so winning. We are so over the target. They so don't want us to do what we're doing. I'm telling you. There it is. There it is.
To your YouTube page.
They try to make me look like a fool, first of all, which I am.
It wasn't a day of Noah. So shall be at the coming of Son of Man. And if Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was here, what would she tell us? That this jab is mixing and melting and working and screwing up your DNA. The same thing that was going on before the days of Noah. The exact same thing. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. Dr.
Amen,
Fauci.
Amen, folks.
So there I am, right? I'm nuts, right? Folks, you got to understand. Listen, if this ever happens to you, don't get mad. Don't get mad. This is an amen from the Lord. Keep going. Keep going, right? How cool is that? Thank you. What was her name? Adele. Thank you, Adele. God bless you. Devils, whatever. Thank you, Adele. Thank you. Is this unbelievable? Whoever sent that in to me, I want to thank you for it, okay? Wow!
All press is good. All press is good, Coach.
All press and is good. Thing,
okay, I want to say one thing right here. Thank you, Ginger Cookie. She'll know who. She's the researcher that dug that up for me. Thank you, Ginger.
Thank you, Ginger Cookie, for doing that, folks. We are over the... Can you stop and think of all of the activists they could have had? All of them they could have had. Boom. There we are. That helped. You think it just kind of, they didn't know, so, oh, anybody we can get? No. Target's after us. Why? Because we're being effective. We're being, oh my God, I got so much to share with you today. I got so much. Huh?
What a confirmation that we're right in there with what God's doing.
Okay. Listen, I see you guys. Okay, let's get in here. If you guys will speak really quickly, I'm gonna clear the queue here. Let you speak. I got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Go ahead, Joe. Come on in. Then Ellen. Then Dale.
What's the famous saying? When you're on the tip of Satan's tongue, you are known.
Amen, brother. We're the tip of the spear. Come on in, Ellen. Ellen's Edge. Then Dale. Then Debbie. Got to unmute.
Yeah, bombardier to pilot, bombs away.
Amen, baby. Amen. Come on in, Dale.
Brother, do you know how much it costs to do a plug like that?
Can
brother,
you believe it?
You know this and I know this. Not only is your name known in heaven, it is known in hell. And hell wakes up with a headache when you wake up.
He takes Tylenol. The devil took Tylenol when I got him this morning. Bless you, Dale. Amen. Debbie, come on in.
Well, this is a small thing about you being known in other places. Derek and Sharon Gilbert gave a conference in Sparta, Missouri this weekend, and the secretary to his call ministries is a friend of mine there, and she and I was telling him about Chad and his trip and all this kind of stuff. He told me there were two guys from Pennsylvania in Sparta, Missouri that were talking about Coach Dave Live.
Amen. Is that good?
She had never heard of you till she came back to me in all caps. She said there were two guys from Pennsylvania talking about Coach Dave last night to Derek and Sharon Gilbert.
Awesome. Praise the Lord. Listen, folks, I'm not, I don't, It's not about the publicity. We're making a difference. We're making a difference. Hey, I forgot to tell you this. This was so cool. Bobby Lee and Chad drove forever to get out there. And Chad called me on Friday morning and said, hey, coach, I'm only an hour from Bozeman. Only an hour from Bozeman. I think we could go by and see Steve Quayle. I said, oh, I was on my mower. I said, well, let me make a couple calls here. So I called. He didn't pick up. So I texted him. I texted Steve and said, hey, Steve, here's what, yada, 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 yada. And he says, who are they? And I tell him who they are. And he says, tell them to meet me at this restaurant at 1 o'clock. I'll buy him lunch. And so Bobby Lee and Chad Estes had lunch with Steve Quayle on Friday afternoon. Is that unbelievable?
Chad sent me a picture. I was so envious.
Oh man, 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 oh man, oh man. It's so, listen, I got real quickly, Michelle, real quickly, then let me get into something else here. It all ties together.
Coach, that at least explains where all the new people come from. You got some publicity.
We're getting publicity on the left, which is what I want, because we're going to eventually, we're going to win some of those over. Okay. We are going to win some of those over. Hey, Spencer, if you could real quick. Oh God, I got so much to talk about. Spencer, if you could go to that, it says an email about last night's Zoom meeting. I was on the phone. I was on a Zoom call last night, about 2 hours. I'm not talking out of school here. So I want you to see Dr. Sherry Timpenny did a Zoom call with, I don't know how many people were part of it. Whoops, Spencer, let me get back to that page. See if you got it up there. And we did a Zoom call. Yeah, we did a Zoom call last night. Hang on, Jack. Dr. Sherry Timpenny, then Ohio Brett, then Peter McCullough, a cardiologist, epidemiologist. Oh, my goodness, this, the facts he laid out there last night, folks. By the way, they're producing a video of it, so bear with me. Then Richard Fleming, who's a cardiologist, talks about what the shot's doing to the hearts of young people. Yada, yada, we're going somewhere. Then Michael Yaden, who's an MD, former Pfizer research scientist, told us what's going on with the vaccine, what's in the vaccine, yada, yada. It was all good. Ryan Cole, who's an MD and a pathologist, came on, talked about the pathology, the science of what's going on with the vaccine, what it does into your body. Tom Rentz, the attorney who's filing all these lawsuits against all of these people. Tom Rentz was on. He's an Ohio boy. Joey Gilbert is another guy out of, help me out. Joey Gilbert's running for governor of, God, I want to say Missouri, but I could be wrong. Sorry, Joey. He didn't talk very long last night. He just kicked it to Tom Rentz and let Tom talk about it. Then I got 10 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes, and I raised the roof, as you can imagine, about action. I actually showed him the little stick man. You guys all seen that, right? I showed him the little stick man last night. I said, who's funding our army? Who's funding our army? George Soros is funding an army. Who's funding our army? And then Ohio Brett was in there, and Juan O'Savin. Do you guys know who Juan O'Savin is? Does anybody out there know who Juan O'Savin is? He's in there. I'm in with this conference call, by the way, being broadcast over Zoom. But there were about six of us who got to speak yesterday, one of them being Juan O'Savin, who did closing remarks. How about this? The SGT report requested the right to film it, to record it. Folks, listen. Look, are you looking at me? We're just getting a team. We're just getting a team. We're 60 years behind. And with the Holy Spirit, by the way, every one of these guys is on fire, Christian, not ashamed of the gospel people. We are on the verge of kicking some serious behind. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So that's why I'm so encouraged this morning. You guys know who Juan O'Savin? I couldn't believe that I'm talking to Juan O'Savin. I don't know who he is, but everybody in the world knows who Juan O'Savin is, right? You do, don't you? Nope. Some of you probably don't. I'm going to tell you this. Well, I'm not going to. Do I say that? My wife will get mad at me. A lot of people think it's JFK Jr. Google it. Oh, my goodness, folks.
Yeah, you're right, Coach.
We are so over the target. I can't even tell you. Can somebody explain to me? How can we be in the midst of this? Me? Little me? In the midst with these heavy hitters? Unbelievable. What a call it was. Dr. Sherry Timpenny is the greatest hero that America has seen in forever. She is fearless, relentless, all over it. And We're coming up with a plan, boys. We're coming up with a plan. Hey, we're not going to go to conferences and talk about this. And well, I'm through with this. I'm through with this. I'd rather be dead in my casket than just have head knowledge. That little stick man, I'd rather be dead than look like that. And we're raising up others too. Amen? Okay, hang on. I'm not done. So Spencer, let me, I got to go back here and flip back over here if I lose y'all. I'm telling you, I feel this. Bards FM. Spencer, pull that up there. Where do I? Do I have that? I sent that, didn't you? Oh, maybe I didn't. Send you the link. Spencer, if you can, go to Bards, B-A-R-D-S, F-M.com. BardsFM.com. B-A-R-D-S-F-M.com. Fill that up on the screen. There it is, Bards Fest. And that's, we're going there. Going there. But I want to show you that. Scroll down a minute. I'm not going to have, it's 7:31. I don't know if I have time. I'll come back to it. Bards FM is Scott Kesterson's podcasts. Oh my goodness. Bards Fest is the event being held in Missouri on the 26th through the 29th. And Randy, Jim, John, Paul, county by county. Flip on that real quick, Spencer. Scott Kesterson has a county by county plan on how we can win. Now, I'm not going to go through there yet, okay? I'm going to come back to this. But hey, what did I tell you guys was going on? They've had 60 years. While we trusted conservative Republicans and the devil was building his army, we're 60 years behind. But we're catching up. And we have the Spirit of the Lord behind us. And if you are sitting around praying for the rapture, go watch somebody else. Because we're going to win, and we're going to win now. We are in this thing from the get-go. Okay, now I want to play something for you. Go back to Spencer. Just hit the back button, if you will, there. I'm sorry. I want you to hear something here. Scott Kesterson. I've known of Scott. I'll be honest with you. I haven't spent much time listening to Scott Kesterson. And I listened to him. Oh, my goodness. And I thought, this is my brother. This is my brother. Scott Kesterson is my brother from the Lord. Go to, where does it say, listen to Bards FM podcast, the top one, Spencer, right there. Now, I'm playing this at 1.5 speed. I sent this out to some of you. This is Scott Kesterson. Go to the 24-minute mark and listen to just a few minutes here of Scott, and you tell me he's not one of us. By the way, he's going to be on the show here in the next few days. We got to work out the schedule on it. But Scott Kesterson is a guy just like the rest of us. He's just a guy. And he got waking up, and he's got some plans. 24-minute mark. We want to play to 1.5 speed. Just go ahead and play it anywhere. Just let this get in your spirit this morning. This, folks.
Ours is to push into this world and to let God.
Hang on. Listen. If I was right-wing watch, I'd be crapping. I'd be crapping. Because the army's coming, baby. The army's coming. Go ahead and play Scott. Just listen a few minutes to this. He's the organizer of Bards Fest.
To work through us in whatever way he chooses. And there are so many that we must reach. Again, we must interfere with their safe and blinded world. And as we interfere with that world, we must find the remnant that God asks us to seek and return. And to do that, we have to listen and we have to observe and we have to let God guide us in those places. And as we find those remnants, we have to invite them. Invite them to an amazing journey to walk with us, to lead them out of the darkness, and then to offer to them that direction of salvation. What an amazing time. We are literally going to be walking in the pit of the vipers. We will literally be walking amongst the fiery serpents that have been set and laid trap to poison us, to kill us. And yet we know something, nothing can poison us or kill us because we have the antidote. The antidote is Christ within our heart. No fear, patriots. And without any fear, what can they do to us? No weapon forged against us can succeed because we stand boldly with God in such a time as this, knowing that there's nothing that can be wielded against us. Oh, they'll try. And they'll try to get you with fear and anxiety. They'll try. They'll try to stir your heart to make you feel uneasy. They'll try. But they will fail. They will fail because they cannot penetrate that shield, that wall of protection that God provides, because our faith is in him. But the minute that our faith diminishes, the minute that we begin to listen to them, we pass through that veil of protection starts to fall. So it's choices we have to make. Bold choices. We must choose where we want to walk. And it's not difficult in principle. It's only difficult in action and what we're attached to. You can have everything in your life. The question is, are you willing to let go of everything in your life and simply tell God that? Lord, no matter what I have, if you ask of me to let it all go, I shall, and I shall walk where you want me to. Yes, that's the sort of hard thing we must decide. And for those that live in that place with families that are injured now by this injection, where we have witnessed the walking away from God, this is now to put your faith deeper in God, to trust in him with our prayers, to know that we are carrying the blood of Christ within us, that we are their antidote. Our antidote is what is within us, and it is that we must convey to them. The antidote is not difficult. It's to turn, to look towards Christ, accept him in your heart, and to live. How much more difficult is that? Because every weapon has a solution. I talked to a number of people recently about this bioweapon. And all of them said the same thing. Different conversations, unrelated, but all of them said the same thing. Everything like this, every bioweapon always has a simple cure, a simple antidote. We just need to know what it is. And so we've looked to ivermectin, we've looked to HCQ, and every time we've come to these mechanical pieces, we find a war that's waged upon them that we can't win. We can try, we find ways to circumvent, we find ways to get to the solution, but we can't get it out to the masses. They block the information on it, they create a fear around it, they legally block it from distribution, whatever they have to do, because they game the system and own the system that controls the matrix. And so then we try other mixes, and we try vitamin supplements, and then as that happens, the FTC launches an attack and makes claims that you can't make claims that certain vitamins will improve your immune system to defend against this lurking enemy. And that takes resources away, and millions of dollars are spent on legal fees to try to fight and defend to keep your license from being suspended. And as you push for truth in one way or another, medical boards attack to take doctors' licenses away and to try to prevent them from practicing. You see, they own the system because that's Lucifer's kingdom. But there's something they can't stop. They can try, but they'll never stop. They can't stop the direction of the heart. They can't stop the return to God. They can't stop the bearers of light that open the door, that disrupt or interfere with the comfort of Lucifer's system. And as we interfere with Lucifer's system, and we identify those of God's remnant, they can't stop us from finding them and inviting them and allowing them to use their free will to return to God and to Christ. And have
amen.
Salvation.
You can stop there.
It's all
folks, about freedom. This goes on and on. You can put it in the chat. I just suggest all of you listen to this. It really, really encouraged me. We are on the same page. Bards FM, Bards Fest, 26th to the 29th somewhere in Missouri. Got so much stuff going on. Listen, one more thing. Then I'm going to open. Let me make sure I got everything I want to get. Then I'm going to open it up. Don't want to do that. Yeah. Okay. Just kind of lighthearted, huh? 3 minutes of Democrats, Spencer. Go ahead and play that. And then I'm going to open it up and let you guys. We're throwing some meat on the table. I'm going to let you guys get a piece of it here in just a second. Let me get back to the right page here. Spencer, if you can, pull that up there. 3 minutes. 3 minutes of the Democrats, folks, when Donald Trump was president. Are you ready? This is what we're dealing with. These are wicked, wicked. Hey, lady, what's your name there, right wing watch? You wicked, wicked woman. You wicked, wicked woman. Listen to your Democrats here. Go ahead.
And they should be.
We can't trust the president and take his word and take a vaccine that might cause harm to us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
Let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot?
We will need to have access
to the vaccine results so we can make our independent assessment to make sure that Donald Trump's fingerprints are not on it.
You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
Is the vaccine safe? Frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion. And I wouldn't recommend to New Yorkers based on the federal government's opinion.
And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency.
Would you trust that vaccine?
There's very little that we can trust that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth.
We cannot take for granted this process will be free of political influence.
I don't trust the president, and I don't trust the FDA.
If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
You're going to say to the American people now, here's a vaccine. It was new. It was done quickly. But trust this federal administration and their health administration that it's safe.
I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump.
Hey, how confident are you in the approval process of the FDA right now?
How confident am I? I'm not that confident.
Yes, I would be hesitant, but I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
You're going to need someone other than this FDA and this CDC saying it's safe.
You got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see. So there's consensus this is a safe vaccine.
What I'm worried about is that there's some sort of October surprise and that there is a pressure put on the decision makers here to announce a vaccine in October of 2020.
We're going to put together our own group of doctors and medical experts to review the vaccine and the efficacy and the protocol. And if they say it's safe, then I'll go to the people of New York and I will say it's safe.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
There you go, folks. There you go. Two-card Monty. Oh, I've dumped a lot on the table today. Come on in, Jeff, then Kevin, then Kevin Van Story, then Paul. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule, the agenda for the school board, and they keep putting up here the possible action. Here, the board received information on the legal requirements of public comment and open meetings and may take action to change aspects of public comment in the future meetings. That's me.
Good. Jeff Klein went to the Mount Vernon School Board. Same thing. Boy, they sure received him. They were really glad to hear what he had to say. Go ahead, Patriot. Go ahead, Kevin.
Coach, I am so excited that they were wise enough to invite you to Bard's Fest.
Oh, man. And
this is going to be something I just want to tell you. You are going to be going in front of a gathering of uncommon Christians. This is not going to be a normal Christian get together. These are going to be warrior class Christians who are looking to move and do something. And I want you going in there with all cylinders firing and both barrels blasting. This is your chance. You're going to be in such a front of such fertile ground. Go in there with a bag of seeds and just spread it, brother.
We're going to do it, baby. We're going to do it. God bless you. Thanks. Kevin Van Story, come on in. Then Paul, then Dale.
I just want to, first of all, Scott Kesterson has the voice for radio. I love his voice. And you are worthy of being in the places that you are being presented, Coach, because you've earned it. You've put the stripes in. You've dug the mud, and you're worthy of it. And you have shared that with others. You've shared it with me. It's given me an opportunity. We had a watermelon feed for a Republican committee here last Tuesday. I was out there. I was blessed to have a presence there. I have a group of people. I have Proud Boys. I have retired veterans that are following me, that depend on me, that trust in me because I speak with authority, because I've earned that authority because Christ is my Lord. And it's not the Baptist church. It's not a Catholic church. It's no denomination. It is Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I have the courage and will that you have shown me that I needed to have. And hey, thank you for that.
Thank you, Kevin. Folks, listen. We are hearing the death knell of the old religious system. It's gasping its last breath. God is doing a new thing. What we have done in the past will not be good enough, folks. That's right. White right ring watch can't even speak. That's why they're nervous. That's why they're all nervous. Everywhere you look, we are. Something's happening here. Come on in, Paul, then Dale.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Paul.
There's a lot I want to say, but what you started off with this morning, talk about these, all this ties together. Every one of these organizations that you saw, that you sound like the NFL, NBA, Right Wing Watch, all this is money laundering from international bankers and all this stuff. That's why you have these. I mean, last year we talked about boycott the NFL, boycott the NFL. They still made money. Why is that? Because they're getting money from all these international bankers, all these Luciferian groups and everything like that. So,
and they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them, are they, Paul?
That's right. That's right. And that's why these guys are making, I mean, you got guys making $175 million in a bad economy, quote unquote. Well, there's a reason why. But also, too, I just want to say it's very interesting that a little old coach from Ohio is being is being mentioned on that show. It's amazing.
It is.
You are over the target.
We are over the target for sure. And you know, Ohio, Brett, I don't know if you can come in and say real quickly what you said last night on that on the podcast that we had about how a coach, when a college football coach, Nick Saban, when he walks into the home of a recruit, wants to recruit him to come to University of Alabama. Hey, Brett, what's the spiel that the coach gives? Are you still in here, Brett? He may have to move on. But the coach goes in there, folks, and what's he do? Tells him he's going to be his father. He's going to watch out over him. He's going to direct and guide him in his classes and his grades. He's going to make sure that he's successful moving towards his business career. And if he wants to get in the NFL and be able to play in the NFL, he'll be able to say, you know, we have a lot of football players who've been through the NFL, and we'll train you properly, and we'll keep an eye on you, and we'll treat you like our own son. And then make him take a vaccine to play on the football team. Folks, this is so powerful. This is so powerful that we have to hold these football coaches, their feet to the fire. Dale, come on in, then Randy.
Hallelujah, brother. I appreciate you and serving alongside of you in many foxholes. That's why you're a danger, because you say what you mean what you say, and you do what the Lord commands you. Brother, here we are in the state of Louisiana. There's only one state in the entire union that has a mandatory mask lockdown again. It's Louisiana. You want to know why? Louisiana is ranked first in the nation amongst the least people vaccinated. Therefore, they're attacking us. And do you know that the new strand, not the Delta strand, the other one, I don't even know what the name of it is. You know where it's popping up first? Louisiana, brother.
Mm.
Let me tell you what. The people in Louisiana, we have flooded. We're getting ready to go to another school board meeting here. They are flooding these school board meetings to where there's people in the parking lot, brother. The people
are. We're going to win. Dale, we're going
to win. Last thing, brother, let me tell you what. And when I finished preaching yesterday, and trust me, it was spot on about you better be ready. He ain't waiting. Nobody moved in the church. And I'm like, okay, service is over. Nobody moved. We spent the next hour and a half talking about everything that we talk about in this queue. And not only that, what is our game plan and what are we doing to implement it? For the next hour and a half, nobody left. Everybody talked.
Dale, that's why they don't want us assembling together even more as we see that day approaching, right? Huh?
Amen.
Get everybody on the same page and go tell the world. That's our job. Randy, then Craig, come on in.
Coach, to the extent that we receive the truth of God is to the very extent of our authority, of our influence, of everything we're doing. Coach, that is exactly what God's doing in Coach Dave and in our group right here, right now. We are seeing the fruit of this, Coach. As we speak truth, God is giving us more and more and more authority to speak it, to go walk in it, to go give it and give it away. And that's what we're doing, Coach.
Well, it's a point that I've
authority.
Been trying. Thanks,
it's
Robert.
All about authority, Coach.
It's all about it. We have the authority.
There's
all power
no
has been given.
In faith, Coach. There's no authority in the fake. There's no authority in the lies. There's no authority in the propaganda. It's all just a bunch of nothing words. They have no authority. We have all authority in
we
Christ.
Have it all, brother. We have it all. We have it all. And listen, we're just getting the team together. We are just getting it. Folks, if you would have heard, well, hopefully they'll make it available. That Zoom cast last night with those doctors. Holy smoke! And to look at the censorship that this information is not getting out to the American people, it is criminal! It's criminal that they're not telling us. Come on in, Craig.
Hey, that was a question I had for you there, Coach. Did you talk about antibody enhanced response? Was that brought up? And did we talk about the endothelial cell?
So here you go, Craig. I'm a football coach, right? They talked a lot of big, deep science. Yeah, they covered every aspect of it, exactly what's going on. And it's amazing to me to think that these learned men who have unbelievably powerful resumes are being silenced and sentenced. They're being silenced at the universities. They're being demoted at the universities. And I got to say this. I hate to say this. Dr. Mercola. You guys saw what happened with Dr. Mercola. Hang on, Kevin. I'll let you get back in if you want to. You saw what happened with Dr. Mercola, right? Dr. Mercola has been out there for 25 years making videos and 50,000 videos and documents. He's pulling his website down. He's erasing everything on his website. Do you know why? It seems it's causing too much fighting going on, too much discomfort. And he wants to be a man of peace. So he's going to pull down all of his information because he doesn't want to cause dissension in the United States. I'm not making it up. So, Coach. Yeah.
So here's the deal with this whole thing. We have so many friends and family members that have taken the shot and they don't believe what we're saying. We have to synthesize it to a way where they can understand it. You know, basically this is what happened to you. You took a gene from another basically body, probably an aborted fetus, you know, and that sits inside your blood vessel. Right. And what that's going to do is cause clots, enlarged hearts, these types of things.
They talked about it all last night. All the evidence was there. Go ahead, Greg.
But I guess what the point that I'm just trying to say and why I'm bringing this up is for our family and our friends, when you say, look, I know you don't believe me, but I want to explain my position. And then I want you to watch what happens. And what they'll do is that will rest in their brain. And they're going to start seeing these people pass away. Okay. So, you know, I worked with over 1,100 guys in the fire department, and we always kind of keep track on email. It's like, hey, this guy just died unexpectedly. You know, he's in his 50s, 60s. This guy's really well built, you know, taken care of. And first thing I said is I bet you he took the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to know what, you know, so we'll probably go to the funeral and I'll ask around and I'll be able to talk to other people that are saying, hey, did you get your vaccine? Hey, I got my vaccine.
Yep.
And I got to be able to explain that to them and say, look, I know you're going to be counter to what I'm going to say, but hear me out, understand where I'm coming from and see what transpires. That's going to be the biggest truth for them.
Yeah, Craig, here's what we have to say, folks. You have to go to the people that you love and say this very simple thing. Do you think I care about you? And they'll say what? Yeah, I think you care about me. Then if I care about you, why would I be, if I didn't care for you, why would I be telling you not to take the vaccine? You don't think I want you to live and be a happy life? Of course I do. Why would I be saying this to you if I didn't care about you? And then just let that sink in. Just let that sink in. Gospel gunslinger. Come on in there, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, can we just pray for Charles Flynn today? General Charles Flynn,
yes,
the head of U.S. Army Pacific, the brother of Michael Flynn. I hate to take this in a different direction, but I think it needs to be done. Listen, the Olympics is over, okay? The World Love Fest is over. It is time for a military confrontation. And if the Lord's Prayer Warriors don't have the guts to stand for that, then I wouldn't be surprised if the foundation of our nation just falls right out from under it. You know, the coalition is only going to get weaker. It's not going to get stronger. Japan and South Korea are in this together, and they hate one another. They have got serious, serious blood feuds, and those two nations understand that they have to stand for their lives. And if the missiles don't fly, then there's very little hope for getting individual nations – back up together and get in our individual swamps drained. So let's pray for Charlie Flynn today, and let's all believe God for a physical kinetic confrontation on the other side of the world, because without that, I don't think we'll get our swamp drained.
So go ahead and pray, Sam.
Father, we just lift up Charles Flynn to you right now. Lord, we lift up O'Shaughnessy, and we lift up Craig Faller. Father, we just ask that the military men that you put into position, we just ask, Lord, that you would bless them and that you would that they would know that God is on their side. Father, we just ask that for once in our life, we can stand for our life, like where this conversation started, Father, in Nehemiah, where the people will draw their weapons and stand in the breach. Father, we do that by prayer right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask that China will not be allowed to slide and continue to escalate this battle on the down low with economic weapons and bioweapons without getting hit with actual weapons. Father, we call it forth in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There is a time for war. Amen. Doesn't say that in Ecclesiastes. There is a time for war. Kevin Van Star, then Pete, then the other Kevin. Come on in.
I just put the SGT report in the chat. I was listening to it before I come in the queue. It came on about 3:34 o'clock this morning, and it was phenomenal. And I hadn't even got to the point where I got to hear you, Coach.
Our previous
next door neighbor of mine passed away this past weekend, and I'm going to the funeral today, and I believe she took the shot. I'm going to find out. And then sometime this week, I'm also going to go, get my blood tested for antibodies, because I had something back in November that kicked my butt for 12 days. And I'm going to see if I'm going to have my blood tested to see if I've got the antibodies. And if I do, I know that the plasma place up here will pay $1,000 a month if I'll go twice a week for my plasma. So if I've got that, then I have that knowledge that I can bring that knowledge forward and share it with everybody and also talk about these vaccines.
Folks, that's what we got to do. We got to share that information. You can't keep your mouth shut. We're in a war. It's an information war. We have to open our mouths and speak, as uncomfortable as that may be to some of you. We have to do that. I lost my hands. Who's somebody? Come on in there. Who's next?
I'm up, Coach.
Come on in.
Hey, listen, who hosted the Zoom meeting last night?
Sherry Tenpenny. Juan O'Savin.
All right, so it wasn't Carla Dean's Zoom meeting.
That's another one that's going on. That's another whole group that's working, and they're not connected.
Okay. Okay, so I believe if you reach out to Sherry, I believe she posts that on Rumble, just like Carla Dean does. And if she does, then she'll send you the link for it. You can post the meeting on the website.
One of the things they're going to try to do, Kevin, is take that Zoom meeting last night, shorten it down to hard-hitting segments, and it's going to be presented to NFL coaches, NFL agents, college coaches, high school coaches, of what can happen to their players. I think it's going to be powerful.
Amen.
Somebody who I'm not on. There's the right screen. Where am I? Who's up? Who's up here? Let's go up there. Michelle, come on in.
Morning, Coach. Hi, family. Coach, so do you prefer coaching us to football players? And then what's the difference in coaching us to coaching football players?
I enjoy coaching everybody. And it doesn't matter if you don't get your ass out on the field. It doesn't matter whether you're coached or not. That's the way I see it. So,
amen.
Sorry about the ass, but that's in the Bible too, right? So, folks, listen. I want you to leave here today encouraged that something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. There is something great going on in our midst. Our great God is about to move. Don't you get buried by fear. Don't you get buried by fear porn. Don't you dare get buried by I can't do it. We can't do it. They got us. We got to give it. Don't ever let that spirit come upon you, because was it John Paul Jones? One of those guys said, we have not yet begun the fight. Was that John Paul Jones. Was it Admiral Perry? It was Admiral Perry. Admiral Perry at the Battle of Lake Erie. What did he say? We have met the enemy and they are ours. Boys, we're just getting ready to roll. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.